Well, it's my pleasure today to welcome you all to the 8th Annual Industrial Academic Collaboration Symposium. And I wanted to, I'm David Cherish, and one of the co-chairs here, together with Katrina Jameson, who will be working with me to introduce the speakers. But before we get started, I would like to acknowledge Ida Diachate, who has really been a champion of this from day one. She's put this thing together. I know she hasn't slept for weeks and has put all this together from the funding perspective to the invitations, making arrangements for what kind of food we're going to have at dinner and lunch. And I want to congratulate her once again in a wonderful afternoon. So before we get started, I just wanted to take a minute to introduce a couple of key people that made this possible as well. Dr. David Brenner, the dean of the medical school, who's been a huge supporter of the Cancer Center. In fact, has really helped us out in so many ways. Of course, he's done a lot throughout the campus. You've probably seen dozens of buildings going up. A new teaching facility has gone up under his direction. And certainly, I think we'll see some changes in the leadership here at the Cancer Center in the near future that'll really propel us into the next decade with some very exciting opportunities for therapy and new research opportunities headed once again by David Brenner. So, David, welcome.
Well, welcome all. On behalf of UC San Diego Health Sciences, it's really my pleasure to welcome you all. This has become a great tradition, and it's more than just a tradition because I actually think that academic industrial partnerships is the future of biomedical research. And that as my role as the dean, I see the incredible stress that the faculty is undergoing with shrinking NIH dollars. So the opportunity has never been greater, but the resources have never been more scarce. And I think from my colleagues in industry, I see that people are disappointed with the pipeline and with the current model for developing new drugs. So I think this concept that you can work in very close collaboration with identified benchmarks and highly interactive between academics and industry, I think is going to be where the future of biomedical research is. And as David Cherish said, if you look around this environment, this is going to be an amazing academic medical center of the next couple of years. The poster child for this is the building you're in, the Morris Cancer Center. It was the first substantive building east of I-5 that we call the East Campus. The entire rest of the country reviews. It's only east of I-5. I mean, it's west of everything. It's west of everything else, but we call it the East Campus. So the first building was the Morris Cancer Center, and then just opened the Salpizio Cardiovascular Center. And we broke ground officially next month we'll break ground the Jacobs Medical Center, which will be three new hospitals on this campus. And then directly contiguous this to show the interplay between research and patient care will be the Altman Clinical and Translational Research Institute. So what our goal is that all of our colleagues on the Mesa, the research institutions, biotech companies, big pharma, will all view us as your partner, as a clinical partner, as the opportunity to translate basic biomedical research into improved clinical care. And the last part of the puzzle, Tom Kipps is going to tell you about, right immediately east of us is the UCSD Science Park, and there's an opportunity to develop new ways of doing research. And one of them, Tom Kipps is going to champion with help from Dennis Carson. So I think those components, the industry-academic interactions, this new academic medical center, and these new concepts for doing research, I think should be a theme. And at the end, Tom and I and Dennis are going to brainstorm and say, what have we learned today that we can make this interaction stronger? So I'm going to turn it over to Tom, and he'll tell you all of our elaborate plans. Dr. Kipps.
Thank you. So thank you very much, David, again. If I can get this thing to work, you know, it's... To err is human, but to really foul things up takes a computer. So in any case, I really wish to welcome you. We're very excited about today's symposium. It builds on the successful symposia that we've had in the past, and I want to reiterate what David Brenner said. I think he's been a tremendous supporter of the Cancer Center and continues to support our efforts, including recruitment of outstanding new faculty that are going to augment our efforts in the future, as David Cherish alluded to. I just wanted to... you know, backphrase and put some context into where we are right now. We're here in the Moores Cancer Center, and of course this is just an overview, but it is an NCI Comprehensive Designated Cancer Center, and it's highly rated, and we think that this is a happening place and up and coming, actually. We have close to 400 faculty members and affiliated members, and 650 faculty members in the main building, and we have participating in the Comprehensive Cancer Center, we have all these departments from the university. And so I think what's very exciting here is that we have a focus on cancer, but it integrates disciplines, both basic science and also clinical departments that work together. And it's through that integration that we can find synergy and develop new strategies to attack this problem, because really it's not just one person, it's not just one department, not one strategy, but a team effort of multiple different disciplines. I think what the Cancer Center does is actually to make a ferment, to bring these people together and to foster translational research and improve clinical care. And part of that is through the development of core activities. And we spend a considerable amount of money to make sure the cores are state-of-the-art and serve a number of different needs. We are also adding on additional cores, which we're very excited about. I have the support from the campus of a biorepository, as well as a push in cancer genomics, which is going to be very critical. Now, these resources are available to investigators at the Cancer Center, and we wish to make an outreach to investigators who wish to collaborate with the Moores Cancer Center to make use of some of these facilities. And I think this will happen, particularly with the discussion of the Center for Innovative Therapeutics, which we'll have later in the day. As far as this is concerned, this is a research activity, but it really has to focus on the patient, because that's the raison d'etre for all this business. And what's really nice is that we have a state-of-the-art patient care facility, outpatient care facility, state-of-the-art equipment in radiation oncology. Dr. Munt has actually established the Department of Radiation Oncology, and it's been so successful that the Kaiser Medical Group here at San Diego is now wanting to have the patients treated here at the Moores Cancer Center. And so it's actually increasing the number of patients that are coming under our care. The other aspect is the infusion facilities, our experimental pharmacy and inpatient and outpatient pharmacies. And this is actually expanding. Right now, to get a patient scheduled in our infusion center is like landing a plane at LaGuardia. And we are having to expand our facilities outward. And so we're actually being victimized now by our own success. Now, just to put this in perspective where we are, and this is what David was mentioning, we have the Thornton Hospital, which is across the way, Moores Cancer Center over here, the Shiley Eye Center across the walkway. And just opened was the Cardiovascular Center, and we have the Altman Clinical and Translational Research Institute and East Campus Office Buildings. And so this whole campus is developing along these lines, and it's focused around also the development of the new Jacobs Medical Center. This is a multi-story building, which will house a cancer hospital, as shown in yellow. And so this will have state-of-the-art facilities for marrow transplantation as well as oncologic care. And we also wish to incorporate this with state-of-the-art informatics and bioengineering to make this a facility which can allow for us to do the types of clinical studies that we are very excited about. Now, there's also been an outreach by the people who are in the UC San Diego Health Sciences to acquire new clinics, and they've acquired the North County Cancer Clinic, which has also increased the number of patients for which we oversee here in San Diego. And I believe now the Moores Cancer Center is the largest provider of oncology services in San Diego County because of these acquisitions. And also there's this attempt, actually, which was born out of discussions with Tom McAvey and Tom Jakovitz, the administration, to take over, I guess, our joint forces with the Nevada Cancer Institute, which has now become part of the UC San Diego Health Sciences system. And so the number of patients that we're serving actually is grown just beyond San Diego to an outreach of East Santa Bernardino County and Riverside County all the way up to Las Vegas. And so the number of patients that are depending on us to come up with new developments in cancer treatment and care has actually grown. And I think this is critical because not only the number of patients, but also the number of patients that wish to subscribe to state-of-the-art clinical trials is actually going to be reflecting an increase over the years ahead. As far as our mission, this is really a central mission to promote translational and transdisciplinary research. and to take new discoveries in the laboratory and try to transition them into the clinic that will help us with better diagnostics and better treatment strategies for patients with cancer. Also to understand the aspects of disease prevention and genetic risk assessment and our environmental factors that are responsible for cancer. There's been, over the years, the development of infrastructure for personalized medicine, which has become more than just a slogan here, in terms of improving our cancer genomics, genetic counseling, and epidemiology, and outreach in cancer disparities, but also interdisciplinary care for integration of medical services that also are very critical for the development of improved clinical trials. And along these lines is the focus on these disease centers of excellence, which we hope to build on. I think that these are disease-focused teams that have basic and translational researchers working with clinician scientists and clinical investigators, and our clinical operations working with our patients. Now, critical in this whole picture here is the aspect of access to primary tumor tissue in the biorepository, as well as the integration and activities of the industrial liaisons. And that's really one of the excitements that we have about this symposium today, because to take this clinical effort and this clinical infrastructure with clinical investigation and being able to develop new treatments, it's very critical that we develop forces with industry and the biotech community. And part of the aspects that we're all familiar with is trying to change what might be considered current standard of care, which is basically to have patients' tissue samples analyzed by pathology and have that through diagnosis with the various grades of the tumor, and then to administer some form of chemotherapy. More and more patients are really going to be given personalized cancer treatment with molecular diagnostics and cancer genomics to look at which targets might be metabolically active and account for the driving forces behind the tumor. And that is leading into the development of targeted therapy. It's been coined here, My Answer to Cancer. It's an initiative that's been actually promoted by the highest levels of the medical school, David Brenner, and also the hospital director and the chair of pathology. And what this seeks to do is actually to try and determine what pathways may be active in various cancers, and to, by developing our tools in molecular sequencing and segueing these into CLIA-certified laboratory tests to develop targeted therapy for patients. Now, there's many questions that we have to address with this, and some of these questions will be brought up today, is that are patients with defined genetic lesions more responsive to targeted therapy than patients without defined genetic lesions? Very important question to address. Is it more effective to target more than one pathway simultaneously or sequentially? And also, what is the mechanism of acquired resistance to targeted therapy? These are just some of the questions that we hope to address here at the Morris Cancer Center in collaborations with many of the folks in industry. So here is the existent UC San Diego Cancer Campus and the coming cancer hospital, as I mentioned to you. And this is the area that David Brenner mentioned to you, area just east of the Cancer Center. And we will have a discussion about this later on in the symposium, and also have a very exciting panel discussion of what sort of needs can be satisfied by having intelligent use of this research science park. So we have a very full agenda today, so I don't want to take any more time. Various sessions with targeted therapies, also examples of successful industry academic collaborations. We're very excited about a keynote presentation with Dr. Wiseman on stem cells and cancer. And then have first-in-class cancer drug pipelines. So these are going to be discussions about ways to introduce new ideas and treatment strategies into the clinic. And then I'm also have a follow-up with the discussion on the new Center for Innovative Therapeutics. And we're very excited about a panel discussion with leaders in academia and industry being able to engage in discussion of what it will it take to make this our excitement translate into action that can improve our ability to diagnose and treat patients with cancer. So we're very excited about this. I wanted to extend another thank you to Ida for her help in organizing this meeting. She's been essential for all these symposia. And I also want to pay tribute to our co-chairs for this meeting, David Cherris and Katrina Jamison, who have played a large role in organizing a very exciting program. And I don't want to forget mention of the sponsors, many of the people who have and companies that have come forward expressing not only their generosity in terms of the support for this meeting and other like meetings, but also their interest in reaching out and developing collaborations with the Morris Cancer Center, because it really is the driving force behind many of the exciting things that are being done here today. So thank you very much.